hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Welcome to the WLEW Sports Network. My name is Grant Ducetto from the Huron County Hockey Association Ice Arena. Now, most hockey rinks are called barns, but here in Huron County, we take that a bit too seriously. We're literally inside a barn. It is cold outside. It is also cold inside. I'm up here in the Crow's Nest. I have Chad Knobloch and John Martin with me. And, well, the teams haven't taken the ice yet, so we're going to talk exactly what we're doing here. It's the Silver Blades Hockey Tournament from the Huron County Hockey Association. And we have a lot of sponsors, so I'm going to run through the sponsors now. Of course, any live broadcast like this cannot happen on the WLEW Sports Network without some sponsors. McVeigh Insurance, Ice Cutters, Pulowski Drain Cleaning, Rapson Refrigeration, Peruski Insurance Agency of Bad Axe, Agra Valley Communications Media, and East Huron TV and Appliance, the sponsors for today's game. And a reminder, this game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of this description or account of the game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. So, Silver Blades Hockey Tournament, I believe we have two games scheduled for today. Peewees and Midgets, am I correct on that, guys?
Yep, that's what I got here. We're going to start out with the Midgets, followed up by the Peewees.
And for people who are not well-versed in hockey nomenclature, because it is a little bit confusing, Peewees, U15, midgets U18, I believe, is the age designations for that?
Yeah, midgets are definitely U18, and the peewees are two notches below the midgets. You had the bantams would be in there in between. So the peewees, you're talking kids that are in that early junior high age age bracket.
All right, so do we want to go through the rosters here before the teams take the ice?
Sure. Team Ice Cutter has Cody Kazefka. Got that one. Nailed it. He's in goal. He's in goal today. We've got Nolan Van Erp, 16 points through the season. Jared Reiter, 15 points through the season. Tyler Bismack, who is their leading scorer for the Ice Cutters, he's got 32 points, 23 goals, 9 assists. We've got Micah Gordon, who has 12 points through the season. Bryce Sears, who's the second leading goal scorer for the Ice Cutters this year, 11 goals, 3 assists, 14 points total. We've got Noah Zaleski, Dalton Horesky, Reese Rapson, Nick Wright, Owen Schenk, Malachi Moore, Blake Badger, Kayla Gilbert, Blake Tulaski, Landon Horetsky, with coaches Scott Wright, Jason Reinhart, and Chris Wright.
And then on the other side of the ice, we're going to have the Goats Graphics team. And their man between the pipes is number 35, Mitchell Rowland. And they've got Aaron Laycock out there. Caleb Geiger, who is their leading scorer, 12 goals with one assist for 13 points. Nick Ayer, Sam McKelpin, he's their second leading goal scorer with 9 goals on the season. Gavin Geiger, Tyler Knobloch, Dante Kinnaird, Jason Bailey, Nick McKelpin, Logan Arntz, who will be out today. He's got a knee injury, so he will not be in today's game. Corey Kent, Hunter Sawyer, Nick Prill, who is also out ill today, so he's going to miss today. Hunter Tulaski back in the lineup. Josh Amon and Drew Buchholz, unfortunately, he is also out with the knee injury, so three of those players are out, and they are coached by Matt Amon and Bill McKelpin, and their manager is Mark Amon helping out.
Sounds like there's some bruises on the Goats Graphics team for this tournament.
Yeah, well, they've been playing a lot of hockey, and the road to get to this game has been kind of a rough one. They've had to, they got beat in a triple overtime game earlier in the week by DHD that sent them into the loser's bracket. And then the Ice Cutters, I mean, they had a close game. When they beat the DHD, it was a 2-1 victory. And then Goats had a tough game just the other night on Thursday, beating DHD to get here. So they played a lot of hockey in a fairly short amount of time.
So both these teams obviously are local teams, and they've been playing a lot of hockey. How big is this tournament in the local area? What does the Silver Blades tournament mean to Huron County?
Well, if you're a hockey player, it's the whole ball of wax. You know, these guys have started back in. They were up here skating in October and started their games in late November, and they've been playing a lot of hockey and spending a lot of time up here. So this is the culmination of everything right here, the Silver Blade Tournament. That's where it's at if you're a hockey player in Huron County.
And obviously Huron County, not yet as far as high school hockey, but club teams and that are in the works. So it seems like maybe there will be a bigger foothold as far as amateur hockey in the area. But right now, this is the premier event.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of these players that are going to continue. Some of them will play spring league or even summer league down in Bay City or out in Port Huron. I mean, a lot of them don't hang up the skates just because they're done here. But like you said, this is the big event. These are the players that they've been playing with and practicing with all winter long. And, this is the one that they want to win.
All right, so we're going to go to a quick commercial here, and we will be back with the beginning of the hockey game on the WLEW Sports Network.
Ice Cutter Sports. Ice Cutter Sports, your one-stop hockey shop in the film, wants to thank all the coaches, parents, and players of Huron and Sanilac counties for your business and for another fun and entertaining hockey season. Ice Cutter Sports carries a wide variety of Warrior gear in stock. Come in and take advantage of the end-of-the-season inventory blowout sale. Everything must go. Prices too low to advertise. Many items are clearance. So stop into Ice Cutter Sports, located at 414 East Super Road in Bad Axe, and get fitted for the toughest hockey gear for the toughest